Welcome to a very special 28th episode of the Yo-Yo Wiki Podcast. That's right, 28 episodes for you in a row. It's...
Shalikdo, do, do, doc, doc, popular, yo, yo,
wiki, wiki,
yo, yo, wiki, wiki, yo, yo,
wiki, wiki,
yo, yo, wiki, wiki,
yo, yo, radio,
yo, yo, radio, yo, yo, radio,
wiki, wiki, yo, yo, wiki, 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 yo, yo, wiki, 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 yo, yo, wiki, wiki, radio, podcast on yo, yo, radio,
wiki, 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 wiki.
Welcome to the fantastic 28th episode of Yo-Yo Wiki Podcast. That's right, 28 amazing episodes. Today we're going to reflect on, you know, our past achievements and what the future holds for the amazing 28th episode of Yo-Yo Wiki Podcast. Let's bring on your host for the last 28 episodes, Josh Parker.
Thank you, Dr. Popular. That's right, 28 episodes, and all of them fantastic. Even the bad ones.
And in a row.
And they were all done in a row.
Not necessarily on time, but they were all done in a row, 1 through 20.
And of course, I should mention that we have a very special guest this week with us. That's Joe Mitchell from the Yo-Yos Coast to Coast. How you doing today, Joe?
I'm doing just fine there, Josh. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's great to have you on the show. Is it nice to do some professional radio?
Yeah, well, you know what? I've just about had it with that AJ fellow. You know, he shows up late. He's often drunk. He's usually hitting someone at the time.
I guess that's not too much different from this show, but we were talking about doing a parody of Yo-Yo's Coast to Coast in which Doc would always hold the mic way far away from his face so we couldn't hear him.
I'm aging!
Well, if you'd listened last night, it was awesome because at one point AJ happily brought some beer with us, and so we were drinking some beer. And he tried to open a bottle without a bottle opener and cut his fingers like Craven. He's like, my finger hurts. I'm bleeding. I need help.
Oh, that's beautiful. Speaking of beer, I am drinking a Leinenkugel Summer Shandy right now, which is pretty neat.
God bless you.
It's like, I guess they're doing like a lemonade beer, and I don't think they accomplished it, but it's not all that bad.
A lemonade beer? Yeah, that sounds horrible.
I remember that lemonade beer. You saw it on a billboard or something once driving home, and you went straight to
that. No, that was an apple cider beer.
Is it from Bartles and James?
No. I don't know what that is.
Oh, God.
Bartles and James is a wine distributor. They're famous for their box wines and little tiny bottle wines.
No, the wine coolers is what I was referring to.
The wine coolers and the bottles.
Oh, this is Leinenkugel's, which is kind of an entry-level beer, but it's they're high quality, you know.
Entry-level
beer? It is.
That means you must be like this beer to write. it's the beer.
I mean, it's not a beer I would normally drink. I got it for free, but it's not bad. It's light.
Well, like, can I go get a drink then? I didn't know we were doing a drink thing. I could do this, and you guys can talk about me.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, I'm just working. I mean, I can't drink while I'm working, sadly.
What time is it there, Joe? It's like
7?
8:41?
7:41. Yeah, I worked till 9 tonight.
Oh, wow.
I
remember working retail. Okay, those were the days.
Those were the days.
Working till 11 on Saturday nights during the holiday season.
You know, I don't want to be in retail. I want to do something different.
What would you do different?
I don't know. That's the
question. What about online retail, Joe? Would you be interested in that?
If I get out of this, I never want to do retail again.
Well, I was just thinking there might be, you know, a space at extremespin.com.
Well, I think there's a lot of space there right now.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's my guess. I don't know anything about it, but if you take a break, I think you're done.
Yeah, I was hoping to get Dylan Kowalski on the show because he knows a little bit more than anybody else, and I think he was going to complain about some things, but I couldn't get him on the show, so that's that.
How about Tommy Gunn? Get Tommy Gunn.
Ah, that guy doesn't talk to me very much.
He doesn't? I thought you were like the super op over there.
I'm a super mod on the forum, but I don't know. Tommy doesn't come to contests. He doesn't.
That's Kyle, right? Okay. I had him on Yo-Yo's Coast to Coast.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. He was on there very early.
Yeah. So we've got some stuff to talk about tonight.
What shall we talk about? Do we have topics?
We do have some topics. Well, first off, you just celebrated 100 episodes of Yo-Yo's Coast to Coast. How does that feel?
Kind of mediocre, you know. Yeah, I have no feelings about it.
No real fuzzy feelings?
No, I just, last night I drank so much I really don't remember what happened. I think at one point we did some kind of game show or something.
And you gave away that Sekuban Doken yo-yo.
I want that.
Your friend Tab, man, he is one angry little
puppy. Yes, he is. Did you happen to catch the podcast last week when Tab was hosting with me?
Oh, my God. He will not. I'm sure he told you the story, so I don't want to bore you with it again, but the whole mint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it was just an innocent little bit of fun in my imagination, but he will not
But
let
now
it go.
You're just a mad scientist.
He's like, Joe Mitchell's what do you call me? A mad scientist who's messing with gerbils. It's like, yeah, it was just supposed to be funny, dude. I like Ben. He's a good guy.
So yeah. who did win that yo-yo?
I believe Sarah did. Sarah Jones.
Damn it. How did she win it? What was the question?
We had Stu on. Stu did the Yo-Yo game show.
Mm-hmm. And
he posted some pictures on the Forlorn Yo-Yo Radio forum. And you had to identify what the yo-yos were.
Oh.
I would have loved to have done that.
Yeah, well, you could have tuned in.
I did bother to stick at home so that I could talk to you guys.
Well, we appreciate that. Doc did join us. And if you know, the Doc was our first guest on Yo-Yo's Coast to Coast.
Oh, yeah? When was that?
By first, he means in ranking. Not that I was on the first show, but first place guest.
No, actually, last night. The first show.
First place guest.
No, that's not what it was. Definitely
first
not that.
Place.
I'd have to be.
You got the trophy.
That would be like a yo-yoer, like Steve Brown or something.
So when was the first show?
I don't know the exact date, but it was March of 2005.
2005. My goodness. So you're a whole 2 years older and 2 years wiser.
I would not say that.
So is Yo-Yo Radio?
The fact that I have AJ takes off like half our experience.
So is Yo-Yo Radio dead now or what?
Not technically. I think they are challenging the new internet radio
rates,
they're trying to get some people to fight it. It depends. It all matters when Live365 decides to pass it along to the little guys. Then I'm out, like, you know.
Okay. I know that verdict has been pushed back to July 15th, and I've been hearing a lot of people saying that that's just not. It's not gonna fly.
Yeah, that's my birthday.
Because I think is it.
Happy birthday, Joe.
I can't imagine that they would actually support that ruling, because that is pretty ridiculous. And they're trying to do like the same sort of bullshit with actual terrestrial radio too now, and it's like, do they not understand that, you know, this is what makes their music successful?
Yeah, I was reading an article about it today, and it's interesting. They talk about how the internet radio rates would be higher than that for the cable, the satellite radio.
Yeah.
By far, by percentage, and terrestrial radio does not pay a single dime.
No, they do. They don't.
You know, paid or given marijuana.
Yeah, that doesn't happen anymore, presumably.
It certainly doesn't happen.
They don't pay a performer's fee. They still pay a royalty. But not a performer's royalty, which is what this whole thing is all about, is making internet radio pay a performer's royalty.
Well, honestly, for Yo-Yo's Coast to Coast, it won't make a whole lot of difference if it's a podcast. I mean, I like doing it live. We could still do it live. It just, you know, the only thing that'll happen is the music will be gone and nobody listens to that anyway. So.
And there's some other options out there that could be explored by...
Yeah, but I had a dream once upon a time that we'd get a whole bunch of radio shows on there. We'd have, like, you know, three or four different live shows a week. And
I think it'd be very cool. And I'm glad that the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast is at least some kind of part of that.
I'd like
to see other people take the helm on that as well, but here we are.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't it takes a lot of time and effort. You know that.
To do it live, I can imagine it takes a lot more effort to do it live. But, you know, Doc and I, we just really phone it in every week, and people listen, so.
I think what you mean to say, Joe, is it takes a lot of work and effort to do it well.
Oh, sure.
But, you know, we don't necessarily focus right. on the well part.
That's
you know?
What I was going to say. If that was the truth, then it would only take me like 15 minutes a week. But
all right. So, you know what time it is?
It's 7:48
in the East Coast. No, it's 4:48 on the air.
It is time for the podcasting sensation that is sweeping the nation. That is right. It is time for Name That Yo-Yo.
It's the 28th episode of Name That Yo-Yo, too. This is exciting.
I don't think it's the 20th. You know, it's probably like the 25th episode. We didn't start this right away. But, and we have got a special guest. We are going to do our first ever four-way Name That Yo-Yo. We've got Josh Jessen here. He's going to come on the line. Do you guys know Josh Jessen?
Never you know heard of him. Doc.
I never done.
I don't know how much
Josh Jessen.
Hey,
there he is.
We've got too many Joshes.
Josh Jessen is from Nebraska, and he is one of the surliest people that I know.
Is he your camarade?
So let's go ahead here and do some Name That Yo-Yo. What do you think, Josh? All right, you got a yo-yo?
Me? Okay. Yes.
Why don't you go ahead and start?
All right.
Yeah.
Hear that?
No, I hear it.
That is an ugly-sounding yo-yo.
I got it, too. I know it.
Deal.
Go for it.
It's definitely the new auto-return yo-yo from Dunk. What's it called?
I don't know.
This is Joe, by the way.
I didn't know there was an auto return yo-yo from Dunk.
Damn it! It just came out. It's called the stupid. Reflex. Yep.
Really?
Yeah, I thought I heard one of those. You know, the little. Oh,
all right. Well, then I'm going to go ahead and say it's a fast 201. I guess this every week.
Nope, not a fast 201.
I didn't hear the yo-yo. I was gone. Can I hear?
Do you want me to throw it again?
It was making an ungodly noise.
Here, I'll throw it again.
Wow, I would think that that's some sort of a gas station yo-yo, like a morning yo-yo.
Gas station yo-yo.
So I guess I would be wrong. That would have been my guess. So is it everybody make their guess? Because if so, then you can give us a verbal.
Okay, here's a hint. This is not throwing the yo-yo. Hear that?
Is it an 888? Is it
no.
G5? Oh, I'm
no.
so confused.
Why don't you just keep guessing? Huh? Why don't you just you know, go on Yo-Yo Wiki and just go to the list. Is it a Froyo Bumblebee?
Is it a Stunt Pilot 3?
As well.
I have no clue.
No, it's not a Stunt Pilot 3.
It is actually a Element X with the hub stacks on it that you can get from yoyoguy.com.
See, you broke one of the
Element X, is that noisy?
You broke one of the primary rules of Name That Yo-Yo, which is an unmodified yo-yo. But that's okay. We're not going to...
I've never heard the rules.
That's all right. So Joe Mitchell's got a yo-yo. You want to go ahead and give it a throw? All right.
I do. Let me get it wound up here for a moment.
Mitchell's free hand.
No, shut up.
Why did you guys get a free hand too? Of all the yo-yos you could have gotten from Duncan, you guys got to
hear it.
Free hand too.
You guys hear it?
Yeah. Sounds like a Duncan bearing.
Sounds like aluminum.
Yeah. Another one.
Okay, to me it sounds like it's losing speed fast, and it sounds like it's got a metal body and a Duncan bearing. So I'm going to say a metal freehand.
That would be incorrect. Thank you for guessing.
Is it a Mitchell's Freehand Zero?
It is not. Thank you for guessing. Josh?
You know what? I really don't know. It sounds a little bit like it has, like, an auto response just because it's making that weird vibrating noise. And I have no clue.
Which should tell you that it's a yo-yo.
Is it chaos?
Is it a chaos? Yeah.
Oh, it's not.
Okay. Give us a hint.
All right. It's kind of old. It's not a new one. It's not currently offered by the good folk at Yo-Yo Jam.
Is it a spin factor?
Could be. Some variety of it.
A super spin factor? A dark pod?
A super spin factor. And
I totally recognize that sound now. Yeah, that makes sense. Yep.
Really?
It always pisses me off with Josh.
I was going to use the Superbond Becca thing, but whatever it is. But I figured you guys, that would be very obvious.
All right, well...
Josh always uses my own yo-yos against me, and I never can guess. I'm going to drive you nuts. Maybe he's like a super scientist or something.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and give a throw
Josh,
now.
Josh, do you want to do yours?
All right, can you hear that?
Sounds like a very dry bearing.
Whoa. Ooh, some grinding action.
Is it a silk?
It is not a silk.
Is it a
not
milk?
A milk?
A milk.
A milk. Is it a milk?
Josh Jessen?
Is that out of my
No, it is not out of your prize bag again.
Well, it's definitely plastic. I don't know. Is it a freehand
it's
zero?
Not a freehand zero. This yo-yo is a Dr. Popular signature series.
It's a
gee, that doesn't
Doc
really
Pop Element X. Doc Pop
it could be any of like 12 different companies.
All right.
Okay.
Joe, what do you think?
Somebody hang up. Oh, we're guessing? I'm guessing the
it's hesitator. Not a hesitator. Josh Jessen?
That's a beautiful yo-yo, though.
It is a bolt. Ding, ding, ding.
Damn it. Never win at this.
It's a hard game.
All right, okay. I'll do mine now. Hey, wait, let me ask a question. So you were telling Josh that one of the primary rules of the Name That Yo-Yo contest is that the yo-yo has to be stocked.
Yeah, we had decided that at one point.
Well, I agree, but I'm just wondering when you use the item that you stole from Josh's prize pack, would you say that was a stock yo-yo?
What you mean the VHS tape of Out of the Player?
Yeah, VHS tape. When you use the VHS tape to name that yo-yo, which was 2 weeks ago, I'm just saying perhaps maybe you weren't.
It was stock.
Rules. Anyway,
it was it was unmodified.
You calling him a cheater?
Here's my yo-yo.
It sounds precision.
This is stock.
Sounds heavy.
I'm going to say it's a Mondial.
No?
Guys, it's not a Mondial. Don't get that.
Sounds metal-y.
Is it a wide load?
No, it's quite the opposite.
Is that our hint?
Is it a short load? That's funny.
Yeah, Joe, it's a short load.
Damn it, Joe.
So let's see here, a hint. This yo-yo, it's stock, but if you follow my blog at all, the company actually recalled their yo-yos and remodified them. So it is stock from the company, but it's actually their modified version from the original.
Oh, I see. That. That can only be one yo-yo, and that is the Omega Wing Force.
You were talking about last night. It's
the Omega Wing Force. That's right.
I was going to guess that.
With the shims that have pads on them.
should do it live.
We should do it live. All right, so that was exciting. That was a lot of fun. The first four person name that yo yo. So Josh Jessen, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I just got done eating Buffalo Wild Wings.
Are you going to Iowa State's this weekend?
Sadly, what? I'm not. I got work.
That is pretty dumb. Just break up with your
work. I could do that. You know, it works for everything else.
You're coming to Midwest Regionals the week after that, though, right?
Yes, I will be there for sure. I already told them. I was like, you know what? If you're not going to give me this weekend off, you got to give me next weekend off for sure.
Well, we're going to go ahead and hang up on you.
I'll be there. Oh,
all right.
That's
well, it was good talking to you, Josh Jessen, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right. See you guys.
See ya.
Nope.
What, did he do
fun.
Something wrong or something? Did he say the wrong word?
Okay. So what else have we got to talk about here?
Well, let's talk about some of the stuff that we've seen on the boards recently. You guys, have you heard of YoYoNation.com?
Yeah.
I've heard of them. They're the people who are attempting to kill every other retailer online and in physical in yo-yoing.
I think you're mistaking them with every single store.
No. Weber, I've spoken to Weber. He told me that's his personal goal. Right away in my life.
So Feral Parrot, which is Nick Correa, he posted pictures of his newest modified yo-yo, the Halloween in June, where he took a two halves of an ace, two of the black halves from a Pro-Yo ace, and modified them onto a Bolt yo-yo, and it's just a gorgeous yo-yo. You guys can see the pictures on Yo-Yo Nation's web forum. But it's called a Halloween in June because it's orange and black.
It's just absolutely fantastic. And Feral Parrot, unless I'm mistaken, he's the guy who modified the Eatsits for you. Is that right?
Yep, that's right. And he's done a lot of work for me. He's actually right now. I mean, I've given him like just a crap load of yo-yos, and every now and then I ask him for something specific in return. I'm going to ask for one of these, but right now he's modifying some old Yo-Yo Jam looping yo-yos, like some ninjas and stuff. He's adding O-rings to them and putting big bearings in, like just really nice precision, kind of cool work. But this is one of the coolest things he's done. The only downside to this particular one, from looking at it, if you look at the inner gap, you can see the bolt sticks out quite a bit. The orange plastic sticks out quite a bit. He says he's going to fix that maybe tonight or tomorrow. But it looks like his goal was to make it flush from the outside. So if you're looking at it from the outside, it looked really good. And he didn't really consider what it looked like from the inside. I think that's what happened.
Yeah, so that's over there on yoyonation.com/tack. What else is on the forums? Of course, Joe Mitchell has got some of his kids out there trying to kill each other. What's up with that?
No, the kids at our yo-yo club. I don't know if you ever met them. We talked to them last night on our show. But Tyler and Danny Severance. Tyler's the 5A kid who came fourth at Worlds last year. Anyhow. They're on the ramen tour. They call it the ramen tour because they frequently eat ramen because they're, you know, starving kids. And so they're out, like, for a month, and they're going to go to Iowa State, they're going to go to Worlds, they're going to go to all these contests, and they're not coming back. Well, maybe not Worlds, I don't know. But they're not supposed to come back until, like, mid-July. But anyhow, so they're down at Joey's house, I can't remember his last name, down in Virginia. And I believe it looks like they were drinking some Slurpees earlier in the day. And for fun, Danny and Joey just dumped some paint thinner in the Slurpee. Yeah, so tired.
Oh,
so already it sounds way more exciting than the Samurai Tour.
It was crazy.
And they don't even have a website or anything.
Well, neither does the Samurai Tour.
Ooh. So true.
Let's check that out. SamuraiTour.com. Samurai Tour.
Wasn't the dunking yo-yo website down for a while,
too? You didn't see that.
Man, what is going on?
I thought it was. It's up now, but I know like a week or two ago somebody's like, it's down. Nobody can figure out what's going on.
Yeah, it was down. It was replaced with one of the same things that the Samurai Tours page is replaced with, one of those like space holders. It's full of stone.
Wow.
Hmm, that's odd.
But yeah, it's totally up now, so it was just down. Whoa, they're selling stuff.
Yeah, they've got a few left.
I ordered some.
I didn't.
Yeah. Honestly, you know what? I was gonna get them modded by somebody.
Yeah.
See if we can make them into playable.
You could put hubstacks on there, and then put the propellers on the hubstacks.
Hey, yeah. There's some thinking.
They're very easy to SPR. They don't have the little bumps that bumblebees have. Mm-hmm. They're like just recessed the exact same size as an SPR. So you just put one in and close it, and you don't have to do anything else to it.
Plus, you need a Froyoni.
Bulletproof.
Yeah. Now, I wonder if that was Delrin or Silcon that the Proionium was made of.
Oh, no.
I think it was actually Delrin.
It was Proionium.
Yeah. Well,
Tom Van de Velzen said it himself.
YoYoing.com, what do you guys, have you been a little frustrated with that forum, like, more than usual lately? YoYo Boy. Boy.
Wee.
You know what, honestly, I can't say I've been terribly active in the forums in the past month or so, but, so I'm not familiar with YoYo Boy.
He's been posting. He's obviously someone who's just getting started. Mm-hmm. You know, bless his heart. But he's been posting the same questions over and over again, and not bothering to actually read the responses. So, like, he posted, like, for instance, last week he posted four times in a period of 2 days. How do I, you know, put silicone in my, you know, yo-yo jam yo-yo? And people told him, and people told him, and then it's just gone on from there. He's, you know, all these personal posts, and. You know, and then, like, instead of replying underneath things, he replies in a brand new post. Just all those mistakes that basically, you know, like maybe four or five times a year this happens. Some new cat gets in, and they either get scared away from ever yo-yoing again because we get so angry with them, or they finally catch on and mellow out.
Yeah, well, you know, it seems like every couple of years you get one of those kids who is a complete idiot and has no clue what the hell he's doing, and, you know, they seem to disappear. When people like PhotoGeek start stomping on the box store.
Yeah, I've actually been getting just as annoyed from some of the box store's responses lately as I have from Yo-Yo Boy. Because, I mean, people are actually asking good questions on the board, and we should encourage that. And instead, box store will immediately, you know, type up some crap response or whatever. I know everyone thinks they're being really funny, but I think that's just as bad as, you know, spamming the board with newbie questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, Boxer is one of those guys who has that. He does that online, but in person he's, like, really quiet and shy and doesn't trash talk anybody.
Yep, unless he's on the interweb.
Interweb.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the yoyo.com, yo-yo.com Duncan site. I'm looking at their goofy little character that they have. I'm looking at the string trick he's doing, and I'm trying to figure out if that's physically possible to do. I don't think it is.
Well, let's see.
I think they missed the string. It looks like he's supposed to be in, like, a Mach 5 double or nothing. And they missed the string. They, like, deleted the string that would have gone back from his yo-yo hand to the yo-yo. But I'm also looking at the news section, and my God, Duncan has an auto-return yo-yo, the Duncan's Pulse. Or is that auto return? You were saying it was, Josh.
The pulse is.
I don't think it's a light up one.
Yeah.
Just a light up.
The auto return one is.
I saw it on Ben McPhee's blog.
I wish he had an RSS feed on there.
It's not really a blog. That's the problem.
I saw it on Ben McPhee's website where he posts
all the time.
A couple days or so.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like there's good stuff on his site occasionally. I wish I, you know, could be. I just never check sites daily anymore.
Yeah, I believe I saw him. He referenced it from Yo-Yo Nation. So somebody there put a picture of it, but of course Duncan wouldn't have a picture of it yet.
Blog.yoyo2.com, I would say is the foremost yo-yoing blog.
Oh, do they have it?
And they've got, it's called the Reflex. They've got a couple pictures up there. It's got a friction sticker in it.
All right, never mind. See, it wasn't on Ben's blog. It was on the YoYo2 blog. That's where I saw it.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that they'd stop blogging on blog.yoyo2. There was like a month hiatus or something, it seemed, but It looks like a lot
of there was a slowdown, you know, like any blogger, you know, get a little burnout. So speaking of burnout, Yo-Yo Wiki is still kicking it, doing really good. People are editing every day, and yoyowiki.org.
And the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast has actually just hit its 28th episode.
Has it? That's awesome.
Yes. Huge deal.
I got to call this guy.
But I was noticing that the Super Yo Kick and Tricks page needs a lot of help. It's recently been edited, and let me read to you what it says. Kick and Tricks is a trick video made by Super Yo in 1999, released on VHS tape. It is a well-documented fact that Dr. Popular dominates this amazing video, but a lot of people do not realize he did without selling out. He did so without selling out.
I have a source for that one. But I have a source for that. I just don't know how to list sources on there.
Oh, it was you.
So I think that page needs a lot of help because there's a lot to be said about that video.
About how much I dominate that video. First off, it should be mentioned that it's not only on VHS. They sell it with it's a DVD included with all their Renegades and some of the other products.
It's still an incredible video to watch.
And it's...
Sure.
Can I just say one thing? Al, my finger.
I dominate it. Documented fact.
Oh, my God.
Documented fact.
Yeah, okay.
By documented, I mean doc.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, I'm gonna edit the page right now as we speak. Actually,
it's not set up to be edited like that, Joe. You're not supposed to
what is it?
Do it like that.
So speaking of a guy who promotes himself shamelessly, how are your 28 days of hose coming?
I broke the halfway barrier with my project. In two more weeks, I will be done. And I can't wait. It's driving me nuts. It's so
but you're doing incredibly good so far.
And
from reading it, people are really getting engaged with this, and there's just some great comments on there. I mean, that's the purpose of blogging right there, is to spur conversation, and you're doing it, man.
Well, I'm glad that I finally got Greg. I kept telling Greg about it. And he said, yeah, I love it. And then one day he said, oh, my God, this thing is awesome. And it was obvious that he read it for the first time that day. And he went through and he commented on like 10 things because it was like the 12th day in. And his comments are actually really good. And, even after his comments, I usually post a reply to his comments that might, you know, he might have helped me remember more stuff that I forgot. But it's really good not to just go to drpopular.blogspot.com, but to actually click on some of the things if you see that there's like 8 comments, because there's some really good stuff in there. Like just maybe things I forgot. Like, you know what I remembered finally? I wrote about the mongoose, which was Proyo's attack on Henry's. And I mentioned in the blog, I sure as heck couldn't remember why Tom got a bee in his bonnet. Like something happened, but I couldn't remember what, but he got really upset. And I finally remembered based on one of Greg's comments that he was upset because the coral snake and some of the other yo-yos had negative starburst. So like things like that, you can only get from the comments.
The lizard had negative, has had that weird positive negative starburst thing.
Pretty much all of the Axis yo-yos except for the Viper, which is actually messed up because they could have made the Viper a really awesome yo-yo if they would have put that little positive negative. And you know what? That tall, freaky guy, Matt Hedberg. Matt Hedberg actually has one of those prototypes. A Henry's Viper with positive, like raised negative starburst.
Tall, freaky guy.
Well, he is.
We love that guy.
Call
he's
a spade
a nice fellow,
spade.
Okay? All right?
He's a troll. He's a total troll. I emailed him, like, last week, and he's... Not only has he been reading all of the blogs that I've been writing, he's also, like, still, like, reading every single yo-yo board, probably on a daily basis.
I'm going to test that right now. I'm going to go to the yo-yo.com forum, and I'll post Matt Hedberg the Wiki. See what happens.
Yeah, that's not going to do anything. obviously you don't know
Matt. He comes out every once in a while. He posts every once in a while when somebody engages him.
You just have to find the right way to pull him
out. You have to be Eric Wolf, and you have to make a yo-yo for him and ask him if he's watching.
You know what could do?
Matt Hedberg is a weenie, and the twins suck.
I don't know if either of those is going to bother him.
We'll find out. Won't
Whoa.
You know, maybe if you said, like, air traffic is the best place ever, maybe he'll come out and correct
you. So, anything else? Or, I mean, do we have any? Yes.
Oh, I got something. Can I throw something out there? So I log on to AIM today, and there's, like, four different people on my buddy list I never heard of.
Weird.
Have you heard about any of this? Are you on AIM right now?
Yeah. Well, I'm not on AIM at the moment.
Either of you guys?
I can't be.
Okay. Well, I am. And it's just, oddly enough, there's these bots that AIM added on there without you, like, telling anybody. And I don't know if you have them. One of them is Spleek.
Oh.
No? You see it? Professor
no.
Prof. Gilzot. ShareThis.com.
Sounds like you've got some spyware.
WSJ? I find it interesting. No. I found a little internet article about it. But apparently AIM, which I don't even know how they did this because I don't use AIM, but they have added these bots on there for you to, I guess, one of them is supposed to be an educational one. One of them is supposed to be like some girl who's an entertainment
lame.
Like guru. It's kind of freaky. I was just like, wait a second. Who are these
no,
people?
No, I don't use AIM.
It scares me a little
bit. But you said you don't use AIM either. What do you use?
I don't use AIM either.
Okay.
I use iChat for the Mac. But I believe it probably goes through AIM.
So yeah, I use Meebo, and yeah, they did. I don't have it.
Well, that's right.
Yeah,
Meebo.
It's awesome.
Web-based thing. It is pretty cool. I tried to put it on YoYo Radio. But I'm not nearly the geek you are.
Oh, there you go.
There I go.
Triple vagina.
very mature, Josh. Very, very mature. I think on that note, we should end this classy episode of the 28th.
I don't know what that means. What?
Classy is, I know it's going to be difficult to explain to you. We'll tell you later.
Nice. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I've been wondering about class.
you listened to the 28th episode of the YoYoWiki podcast. You made it the whole way through. Congratulations. This was a fantastic episode. Would the two of you confer?
I would say that.
So we agree. It is a fantastic A.
I can give it a 4 out of 10.
The best episode ever.
It's the best episode in which I've been.
How do you feel about that? I don't care.
I'm thinking, you know what, let's cancel you. Screw it. Who needs AJ?
I'm glad you listened. We will see you next week. And until then, go on to yoyowiki.org and edit something. Bye.